Layla Legg.
Yes.
Ask me anything you like.
Okay. First question. How long have you wanted to work in radio?
How long have I wanted to work in radio? Well, I've worked in radio since about 1993. And in about 1986, I sent my first demo to a radio station, because there wasn't a radio station on the Isle of Wight back then. First radio station appeared in 1990. And I wondered, ever since I listened to the first radio broadcast ever, which is probably in about 1971, it used to be the charts, the top 40 rundown done by a guy called Tom Brown, I think his name was. And ever since then, I wanted to work in radio. But I was thinking that because transistor radios were so small in them days, I thought you had to be really, really tiny, really tiny, like ant size, to work on radio. And then as I got older, I found out that you didn't have to be. So for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, so question two. This is the one where I was going to say the one that Reese stole. And now I'm going to say, if you weren't doing radio, what would you be doing?
Oh, great question. To be honest, I've had quite a few jobs in my life. I've been a boat builder. I've been a packer, which is, I gave it a flash name, is a containerization technician. I would have loved to have, I started to get my football badge, and I've got numerous football coaching badges, and I think I got level one, level two, and I would have hoped to have taken that up, maybe been a football coach.
Okay. Okay, third question. Would you recommend working in radio to anyone else?
No. Not at all. No, I would. If you've got a personality and you love meeting people and you love having fun, but you can also see where it's, yeah, that there's a line, okay, now today it's not fun because we're doing serious stuff. If you can do that, I can recommend it to anybody. It's okay. I love it. But the only thing is, when you now listen to the radio, you'll have a different view on it, because you've been the other side of that microphone and you know how it all works.
Yeah.
It's a bit like if you've done any television and you watch television and you watch them do it and you're thinking, yeah, you know how it all works. And it kind of takes over your life a little bit. And when you'll never be able to listen to radio again without that little bit of knowledge. So sometimes if you're not going to get into radio, it's best not to ever go into a radio station and see how it works. Otherwise, it ruins it for you. All right? So what about you? Are you looking to get into radio?
I might do. It's on the list. I don't really know.
Okay, it's on your to-do list.
My to-do list.
Brilliant. What's your next question?
Speaking debate-wise, is there anything you feel particularly strong about?
Oh, lots of things. Oh, massively. Lots of things. I mean, we've had some good debates this week. You brought up some great subjects. We were talking about school uniforms. What was it, the first subject you brought in?
Which eating was meat.
Eating meat. And you put up a really good argument for that as well. There's lots of great debates out there. One of the things that really I can't, you know, I detest at the moment is any form of racism.
I hate racism.
I really hate and detest racism with a passion.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I struggle to have a debate on, because why should there be a debate? People are black, people are white, people are gay, people are not. So what?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Why do we need a debate about it?
Yes, it's very silly to discriminate someone because they look different or they act different. It's very silly.
I totally agree. But so anything political, love all of that. And anything that really, you know, conjures up a question like, should we eat meat? That is just a dividing question. It's just a wonderful debate to which there is two sides.
Yeah.
And there is two sides to every single debate. There really is.
Mm.
Anyway, what's the next question?
This is the last question. What made you think of doing the 4Ps project?
Money. No, it's purely and simply, I've been in radio and entertainment since I left school. I left school in 1981, so we're talking 35 years. So I've had a great time doing it and so on, and I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to sort of, push some of that onto other people so they get the opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Because when I was your age, there was, as we've already mentioned, there was no radio stations on the Isle of Wight. So it was much harder to get into any kind of media. And it was harder to work in clubs and pubs and do any kind of DJing at all. So, you know, I just think nowadays, yes, there's a lot more radio stations, but are these radio stations giving you an opportunity to come in and learn radio and put you on the air I mean, as we proved this week, we've taken, and I want to make a real big point of this, we've taken 3 15-year-olds that have never done radio before in their life, and they've come in and they've just sounded like they've been doing radio for years. So credit to you. That's the reason why I'm sat here and say you're sat there. That's that's nothing at all to do with money. I joked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's